Next patient is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Paris, P-A-R-R-I-S. Pamela, let's see. A 70-year-old woman referred to hospice, referred and admitted to hospice at this time with history of breast cancer, period. This put 69, actually. This 69-year-old woman with history of white breast cancer diagnosed in 2015 has undergone neoadjuvant endocrine treatment with LETROZOLE. Non-adjuvant chemotherapy followed by mastectomy and adjuvant endocrine treatment on LETROZOLE, period. She was also diagnosed with endometrial cancer around the same time and treated with hysterectomy, period. She moved to Texas from Florida in 2017, followed up at MD Anderson on LETROZOLE, period. Patient presented with back pain since January of this year. Patient underwent cholecystectomy, but the pain has not changed any. There was no evidence of metastasis in the abdomen or chest at the time. MRI of the spine showed a lytic lesion in the thoracic and lumbar spine, sacroiliac, iliac bones concerning for metastatic disease, also depression, fracture on L1, L2, and L5, period. Patient has osteopenia and remains in severe pain at this time. Patient's other medical problems includes ascites, edema, weakness, severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, shortness of breath, at rest and with any activity, and again, pain. Patient's bone pain is severe. Patient is anemic with an H&H of 7 and 28, period. She has albumin of 3.1 at this time with increased liver function test consistent with patient's disease. Patient has developed hypercalcemia, which is asymptomatic at this time, and period, in discussion with family, it has been decided to stop any further treatment at this time and place patient on hospice. Patient would benefit from hospice care at home, including including pain control and helping family member taking care of the patient during the last few weeks to months of her life, period. New paragraph, this has a KPS score of 40%. Requires pain that this is not hospice appropriate given her current condition, given her cancer status and metastatic disease, and profoundly metastatic disease. Thank you.